Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we've had a brief respite, a holiday yesterday, so we get back to business here this morning. What can you tell us about these cattle, these hogs, when we get things going here a little bit later on?
Well, Dave, we back up to last week, and it was a pretty tough week of trading for our cattle complex. And Friday was extremely tough as we saw most all feeder cattle contracts and a couple of the live cattle contracts close down their respective daily trading limits. We also see that today we're going to have expanded limits in live cattle. That means $4.50, expanded in feeder cattle, which is $6.75. Now, we saw last week our February cattle lose $5.32, while our March feeder cattle lost $7.05. We also saw back on Friday the first big down in the box beef prices in quite some time. Choice boxes were down $2.69. Selects down $2.30 on a total movement of only 84 loads. Friday's cattle kill 103,000 head. The weekly kill 568,000. And the cash feeder index Friday down 59 cents. On the close Friday, Feb cattle down the $3 limit. March feeders down the $4.50 limit. And April lean hogs down 32 cents.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, grain's also back in action after the holiday, and why don't we take a look at these grains as the business gets underway here today.
Well, Dave, back on Friday, the entire soybean complex traded and closed on the negative side, while we did manage to see positive closes for the wheat and the corn futures. Now, technical trading mainly moved the markets around on Friday, so we lacked any news. Now, we're seeing a little bit of news this morning that's helping our markets a little bit. As we saw overnight, China has injected $800 billion of stimulus into their economy after announcing their worst GDP in 25 years. That is partially probably why we're seeing some upside taking place at the moment, as we're seeing our grain markets in very good trading volume overnight trade on the positive side. At the moment, March KC wheat's up 2 cents at 476. March corn's up 4.25 at 376.5, while the March soybeans are up 8 cents this morning at 887. March cotton is 42 points higher. The March crude oil is up 29 cents. We're looking at the March dollar index up 37 cents, and March Dow Jones futures having a good rally, 226 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today, and that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.